News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with Air.
Ronan McGreevy, I should say, give him his proper G, is with us, journalist from the Irish Times, to have a look at some of the stories that you may not yet have heard and to give a bit of analysis on some of those that you have. And we start with an interesting study on remote workers, Ronan, that says that they are happier, but they're tremendously reasonable when they get dragged back into the office.
Yeah, that's true. I think by common consensus that remote working was one of the few positive legacies from COVID-19. And it comes no surprise that the people who do work remotely feel happier for doing that. And 74% of respondents, this is to an Ireland Thinks poll of nearly 1,200 workers, so it would be fairly representative. 74% of respondents said working from home was less stressful than on-site working, and respondents were almost three times as likely to be very satisfied with their work-life balance if they worked exclusively at home compared to those fully on-site. I don't think anybody would be surprised with those findings. I think one of the remarkable things is that the higher up the wage earning you get, the more likely you are to work from home. So those earning more than €100,000 a year, 74% of them have access to remote working, and just compared to 27% among those earning between 20 and 40,000, which would presumably be some people on the minimum wage, etc.
It's a gross unfairness.
Yeah, it is.
Nobody may be individually culpable for it, but it's a gross unfairness.
Yeah, it is. And it is one of those inequalities that come with this system. There is a growing trend, I suppose, for people to return to the office. We've heard a lot about this recently with different employers saying that. And more than a fifth of those polled said they had been told they must work more on site for the past year, while 9% said their employers' policies have become more flexible. And more than half of those people were told to return to the office at one stage or another understood the reasons for it.
That surprised me. I mean, I would have thought that people would be so resentful about being dragged back in that they would say this is totally unjustified. But most people, they may not like it, but they can see the logic when they are told to come back in.
Yeah, well, especially if it's only like part-time, if you know what I mean. I think the problem arises when people have to come back into the office full-time. I think that's where people get resentful.
The other one that I thought was interesting was there's a slightly strange paradox in some of the numbers, because there is, as always, the general consensus among everybody polled that they are more productive at work. Yeah. But young workers were asked what they did with the extra time they had when they were working from home, and they said they do household chores, they look after their well-being, they sleep and they play more sport.
They should get out more. They're not going down the pub.
Now, RTE has decided to revise its top 10 list to include an additional person after it reconsidered what constitutes a presenter.
This is a Schrodinger's presenter, where it's like a Schrodinger cat of presenters, where you know you either you're a cat, you're a presenter, and you're not a presenter.
Depending on how we measure it.
This relates to Derek Mooney, who was not originally included in the top 10 list of RTE's presenters because he was also a producer. So presumably he put his own show together, and therefore he was not deemed to be a presenter. But if he's on the air, he's a presenter, right?
One would have thought.
Yeah.
Well, if you separated it out totally and said, well, he was producing a different program and presenting a different program, well, then does he make the presenter list because he's dual jobbing?
Well, apparently that's exactly what they're saying here, that they would include anybody who has a dual role. So, yeah, so he was included in that. I don't think this is a scandal to go with the Ryan Tuberty one, but I suppose it's another embarrassment for the national broadcaster.
Meanwhile, Safe Food have revealed Ireland's most common bad hygiene habits in the kitchen. And one of the interesting ones isn't a kitchen utensil and isn't an item of food.
Yes, it's looking at your mobile phone or listening to your mobile phone while cooking. Now, I don't know anybody who doesn't do this. Everybody watches YouTube videos and whatever nonsense they're watching when they're making their dinner. So Safe Food is saying here that actually that bacteria, especially raw food, can exist on a mobile phone for 24 hours after cooking, and that there is a possibility of getting food poisoning from handling a mobile phone while you're eating your dinner.
The idea is that you're meant to wash your hands before you touch the phone and then wash your hands after you touch the phone, like it's radioactive.
Yeah, well, you should be washing your hands anyway. I mean,
no, but you're touching your phone, bro. Yeah, yeah, come on. Yeah. Well, just scroll on and see what's the next thing you have to put in the ingredients. Exactly. The recipe.
Yeah, yeah. I think this is a little bit of overreach. The other thing, the interesting thing about this is it says that you should be changing your damp cloths and your sponges every 2 days. I wasn't aware of that. I should be from now on. And obviously washing your hands when you're cooking, especially raw food, is a bit of an
how long has your sponge gone unchanged, Ron?
I don't know. Can I plead the fifth on that?
Finally, the founding member, one of the founding members of the Beatles, I think, were they all except Ringo founding? It doesn't matter. Paul McCartney has said that he won't do selfies.
Good on him.
Ah, Ronan.
Well, look, I mean, the thing is that I just imagine being Paul McCartney. You've been world famous since you were 19 or 20 years of age. I mean, I heard stories that when he's out and about, he wears a disguise and he walks as fast as he can. He doesn't look at anybody. He keeps going. And this doesn't surprise me. He's a very polite guy given the amount of attention he receives, but he says he won't do selfies because it makes him feel like a performing monkey. So just get an old-fashioned autograph if you meet him.
No, you see, here's the thing, right? So he goes into some detail about this. He says, people come up and say, can we have a picture? And he says, I say to people, I don't want to do photos. And they say, why? And I say, well, I'll tell you what. And I go into this long explanation about how down on the south coast of France in Saint-Tropez, there's a man on the beachfront and he has a monkey and you have to pay to have your photo taken with the monkey. And I don't want to feel like the monkey by having my picture taken. I feel like I'm not me anymore. I feel like now, in the length of time it takes him to tell that boring high-handed story, he could have taken the picture and be gone.
I agree. So who does he think he is?
Exactly. Too big for his boots. Yeah. Ronan, thank you very much. That is Ronan McGreevy from the Irish Times.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.